B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Back to school's coming up, and there are some states that are just like straight up going to open up their schools. You know, the stupid states. The stupid states. Like Alabama. They're dumb because they're opening up the school. They're like, yeah, just come back. It's no big deal. But, you know, they're still trying to maintain social distancing and wearing masks and temperature checks and all that stuff. But, you know, just coming out as the principal or the administration and saying, hey, listen, when we come back to school, just make sure you wear your mask and socially distance and all this. That's not gonna resonate with the youth. The only way to resonate with the youth is to play a song from before any of them were alive, like this one.
You can't touch this.
You know, can't touch this, like don't touch. But you know, instead of just setting this song in a video and, like, can't touch this as in not touching each other. No, the principal of this school in Alabama went one step further, and he decided to channel his inner MC Hammer and sing the song himself.
COVID is stressing me. All the updates from the CDC. Lysol can't
so
be
bad.
Fun. I've looked all around this town.
This makes me...
No luck. You can't cut.
I think back, cringe, like, and I used to always wish my principals and people like of that nature were like cool and relatable. I'm glad they weren't, because
it's the CDC, not me.
I mean,
just
listen.
Just trying to do something different.
Stop. Yeah. Sanitize.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Just stop. All right.
The video is on our Get Up Crew Facebook page, and he does like the stupid hammer dance and stuff. Like,
yeah.
He gets all into it.
Check it out if you are looking for something that's cringeworthy to watch. Remember this song?
Go to the
theme song.
Go to the. Go to the. Go to the. Go to
the old Brandy show, Moesha. Refresh my memory. What was it about? Because she wants to reboot it and bring it back.
Yeah.
So
it's on Netflix now.
That's right.
So what was she? Was she like, it was like, she was just like the daughter in the family? What was the show? What was the main thing of the show? All you Moesha fans out there.
I never watched it. I have no idea.
What was the theme? What was it all? Okay.
Who was Moesha? Like, she was like a sister, no, like an aunt?
Yeah, her father just got into a new relationship, remarried.
Uh-huh.
So this is episode one, because I was watching.
Yeah.
And so they're just having that kind of dynamic. Stepmother, father, Moesha is the daughter.
Yeah.
Her friends and her school.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's just about a teenager going about her life, everyday struggles. And she kind of like keeps a diary. And, all that type of stuff. It's cool.
So this version, I'm assuming maybe they'll make it like she's the stepmother in that role or something. Because they can't make it like she's still the stepdaughter. Yeah. She's a damn adult.
Oh, she wants to be in it?
She's
not going to, like, executive produce and have just, like, a complete reboot?
I'd want to see her in it.
Yeah.
I think she'd want to be in it. She's not doing anything else. She just released an album last week and nobody knows.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, her fans do.
So, yeah, that'll be coming soon. No, I'm sorry. Leroy loves the album.
I just say, people know about it. Stop right.
No, people know about this.
How about a week ago? Week ago.
Oh, Bobby Shmurda might be coming out of jail today. Today. He might be. And he said he's been working on music since he's been in prison, because what else is he going to do in there? He should be jacked and ready to make some serious, serious music. Are we excited about it? Because I am. This dude.
How about a week ago? Week ago.
Even if you don't, you've heard that. Because we do it here on air all the time. Somebody's telling a story and they go, oh, yeah, so, you know, for a second date update. So, you know, last time we hung out was about a week ago.
We're like, week ago.
Because it's just so damn catchy. So I'm excited about Bobby Shmurda being out.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.